الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد, my dear brothers and sisters, we are continuing with the آيات of سورة البقرة relating to the ذكر of Allah سبحانه وتعالى and what Allah سبحانه وتعالى said concerning his ذكر and what is to be done in that context. And as we said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the importance of his dhikr. He mentioned, he gave the hukum that we should make dhikr. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then gave the reward for the dhikr, which is that he will do our dhikr. He will mention us on his throne, Jalla Jalalu. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ista'inu bis sabri wa salah. Allah said, seek the help of sabr and salah. Alhamdulillah. Now seek the help of sabr and salah. As I said, this applies to everything in life. But in the context of this ayat we are looking at, Allah is saying seek the help of sabr and salah in connecting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because that is the topic of discussion in this ayat of the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now what is sabr? Sabr is probably one of the most misunderstood concepts in Islam. And I was having a conversation with a very dear friend of mine, and he said that the reason for the decline of the Muslims and the reason for our condition today is because we have the wrong values. So I said to him, I don't think that we have the wrong values, but we have understood the values incorrectly. We don't have the wrong values, but we have understood the values wrongly. And one of the values which I definitely believe that we have understood wrongly is the value of sabr, meaning of sabr. Sabr, standard translation in the Quran, all Quran translations, as well as if you ask people, general conversation, if you ask people what do you understand by sabr, they will say sabr means to be patient. That's the translation that's given. Sabr is patience. So, if I tell you, please describe what is patience. Patience is whatever is happening, any difficulty, any musibat, just bear it. At best, don't complain. Just sit there and bear it. How long should I bear it? No, one day it will go. One day it will finish. One day it will end. This is a completely incorrect and wrong interpretation and understanding of the word sabr. Wallahu a'lam. I am taking my understanding of sabr from three things. One is two specific mentions about people who did sabr, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala applauded and praised in the Quran. And the third is from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself. First, explanation of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Rabbi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, have sabr, isbir, and this is a word of hukum. Allah said, do sabr. And he said, like whom? Kama ulul azmi minar rusul. Allah said, do sabr like the great prophets, the ulul azam minar rusul. And in the ulul azam minar rusul, we know they are Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, do sabr like Nuh alayhi salam did sabr, like Ibrahim alayhi salam did sabr, like Musa alayhi salam did sabr, like Isa alayhi salam did sabr, you also do sabr. This is the hukum to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Quran. Now, two things in this. Firstly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to do something. He is not saying do nothing. What is the understanding of patience? Do nothing. Allah is not saying do nothing. Allah is saying do something. What is this something? Do sabr. And then Allah gave a specific, he gave not one example, he gave the example of five people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave the example of four other anbiya before Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What is your and my understanding if I ask you, here is, I will tell you the name of this person. Tell me what comes in your mind. So I am telling you Nuh alayhi salam. What comes in your mind? 950 years of da'wah, building that boat, right? Is it a picture of sitting around doing nothing, or is it a picture of continuous effort? Then I tell you, Ibrahim alayhi salam. I am giving you the name. Tell me what picture comes in your mind from whatever you know about the life of the Nabi. We have just been sending out a series of lectures on short lectures on Ibrahim alayhi salam. So Ibrahim alayhi salam's life, what do we see? Sitting around doing nothing? Or the whole life of Ibrahim alayhi salam is action. His entire life is action. Going from here to there, challenging beliefs, challenging, doing that, sacrificing, so on, building the Kaaba. Every single thing of Ibrahim alayhi salam and his family, for example, his wife and his son, all is total action. Then you go to Musa alayhi salam. If I say Musa alayhi salam, what comes into your mind? Sitting around doing nothing? Continuous action. Continuous action from the moment he opened his eyes till Allah took him to himself. Total complete action. Isa alayhi salam. And then we come to the seerah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do you know from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? One of the most beautiful hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I always remember, is in Medina once, very early in the morning, just toward the third part of the night, tahajjud time or something, there was some commotion that, and people thought that there is some army which is going to attack Medina. So people were, at that time, that's the dead hour. So people who get up, you are disoriented and so on. People are running around here and there. What's happening? Somebody is grabbing weapons and so on. They see a horseman galloping back towards them from the boundary and border of Medina. Not going there, coming back. Which means he's already gone there, coming back. When the horseman reached, who is the horseman? Muhammad Rasulullah. He is riding a horse bareback, no saddle also. He is just riding, just a halter. He is riding a horse bareback. He jumped off the horse and he said, go back, go and do whatever you are doing. There is no danger, there is no problem. So he was aware of what was happening. He went to check by himself. He put himself on the line. Imagine there is a potential threat and he goes alone by himself. And by the time people are getting themselves together, he is already coming back. Now, I can give you any number of incidents from the seerah which illustrate the action orientation of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, which illustrates the concept of sabr. So, these are two. One is the one ayat of the Quran and the examples that Allah gave, as well as the seerah. Third thing which I use for my understanding of the word sabr and I'll tell you what my understanding is. And I'm saying it is not patience. Patience is one piece of it. It's not patience at all. I'm not saying it's against patience, but patience is only one piece. Translating sabr as patience is the root cause of our problems today as Muslims. We believe that we are people who have to sit around and do nothing, which is what we are very good at doing. We just sit and do nothing. The other dalil is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word sabirin in two places in the Quran with the meaning of mujahideen. Specifically, the ayat is very clear. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if there are 1,000 sabirin of yours, they will be given victory over 2,000 of the enemy. If there is one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave two examples. One is 1:2, the other one is 1:10. And in both cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, use the word sabirin. Allah did not say mujahideen. Where Allah said sabirin, and He said they will be given victory over 10,000 of the enemy. If they are 1,000, they will be given victory over 10,000 of the enemy. So now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning jihad fi sabilillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning struggling and fighting in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He uses the word sabirin. So what is your and my understanding of an army? It sits around and waits for victory? Or is the mujahid, is the soldier fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is this the ultimate icon of action? Somebody who is in the field, somebody who has put his own life on the line, and somebody who is taking, is completely and totally committed to achieving the goal, even if it means he has to die in the process, but he is not going to give up. And when will he stop? He will stop when either death comes to him or the goal is achieved. Ghazi or Shaheed. Now, taking these three, therefore, if patience is not the translation of it, then what is the translation? And the two words that came to me, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the two words are persistence and perseverance, both of which require patience. A person who persists and a person who perseveres, patience is one piece of it, but the major part of it is action. It's not action in one particular way, it's action to achieve a goal, which means a person who is persistent and who is perseverant will use multiple methodologies, he will use multiple technologies, he will have plans, he will have contingency plans, he will change his strategy if required, he is flexible, but he will not lose sight of the goal, and he will stop only when the goal is reached or when he reaches the end of his own life, whichever comes first, but he will not leave and he will not stop acting until that matter is resolved, until the goal is achieved. Now, if you take this example of this example of persistence and perseverance fits on all the Anbiya. It fits on all the examples that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us. It fits on everyone who has achieved anything. They did it. What is the patience part of it? The patience part of it was that they did not give up. That is where the patience comes in. For example, today we live in a world which is so transactional and which is so, it gives a false impression of success. And that's why I am one of those who is against all kinds of computer games. Because computer games give you a very false sense of achievement. Very false sense. A completely illogical sense of achievement. Because you're sitting in front of that box, and you're playing a game, and it says score. So you achieved. You sat on your backside and you did nothing. What did you achieve? But it gives you, it's a direct feedback. This is one of the reasons why computer games are so amazingly popular, because it gives you an immediate success feedback. This is not life. This is not life. There is no immediate success feedback in life. In life, success comes to the one who can defer the reward. That's the whole meaning of emotional intelligence, is the ability to defer the reward. Continue to work towards the goal even when you are not getting an immediate feedback of reward. But we live in a world where we are being conditioned the opposite of what the reality is. And that's why what happens to people like this who are oriented towards these games things, that's why I'm dead against getting children hooked to screens and to playing games. Parents are sabotaging the success of their children. Parents are sabotaging the success of their children. You are scripting failure for your child if you are doing that. Take my word for it. Take this in writing from me. You are scripting the failure of your child. Because what happens is that when that child hits reality, he realizes that there is no immediate feedback, there is no immediate success feedback. He has to struggle and work, and he gives up. He gives up. So constantly he is now running from this game to that game, from this job to that job, from this wife to that wife, from this husband to that husband. Marriages fail, children fail, careers fail, because there is no persistence and there is no perseverance, because you have trained them not to have that. You have trained them for this instant feedback, which is completely hallucinatory, it is completely fictitious, it simply does not exist, but this is what we have trained them, and that's why they fail in life. This is the meaning of sabr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, have sabr, meaning persist, persevere, until when? Until you connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. When will that happen? It will happen when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Insha'Allah, it will happen the last day of our lives. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make that day the day that we will connect with Him, insha'Allah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.